Good morning. Good morning. Oh. Oh, pardon me. I didn't realize I fell asleep on your shoulder. I hope that wasn't uncomfortable for you. Let me just brush you off. I think I left a few of my hairs on your nice cloak. You're very comfortable. Has anyone ever told you that? You're very gracious. Thank you. I slept so well. You make me feel safe. Are you okay if I open the carriage curtains and let some of the sunlight in? Why am I asking? Well, I'm worried that you might be a vampire. I don't want to hurt you. I know. I got a good look at your teeth while we talked the night away last night, but I was also a little drunk. Oh, you're saying if you're a vampire, then I shouldn't be concerned for your safety? Nonsense. Even if you were a vampire, I would keep you safe. After all, that incredible horse you summoned pulled my carriage throughout the entire night. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to repay you. I'm going to be home so quickly. But I like it when you tease me, my warlock. Oh, and as I live and breathe, you're alive. I'm so glad. And you look so dashing in the sun. And you say you can see me blushing. Well, I'm not usually so bold, especially when I'm stone cold sober. Goodness, and we just met, didn't we? I don't know what's come over me. No, it's strange, isn't it? I have such big feelings about you. After only one evening in your company. And my head is hurting. I'm okay. I'm trying to put a few things together. I've been through a lot recently. Can you stop the horse? I said what I said. Stop your horse. Stop the carriage. I'm getting out. Stay away from me. I need to think. Did you cast some kind of love spell on me? And don't even think about lying to me. I'm not someone to be trifled with. Why am I asking? Because I can't be so enamored with a warlock that I just met. And after seeing you summon something yesterday, I know you're a very powerful warlock. It has to be a spell. I woke up, and I was looking at you, and my heart felt so full. And I can't be thinking about romance at a time like this. I can't fall in love right now. It has to be a spell. Tell me it was a spell. Oh. It's not a spell, is it? Thank you. I needed this. You're telling the truth, aren't you? There's no magic to make someone fall in love with you. I'm sorry I accused you. That doesn't seem like something you would do. I haven't really felt this way before. And last night was so wonderful. I could listen to you talk forever. And I guess everything about you just feels so different and otherworldly to me. And yet I'm still so comfortable around you. It's hard to reconcile. Ah, thank you. You give really good hugs. Let's stop for breakfast. This part of the road is quiet, and I need the fresh air. My heart won't stop racing. Yeah. There's always a fresh picnic basket in the carriage. It will be cold, but I promise the food will be delicious. Cheers, my warlock. I toast your graceful response when confronted with my ignorance of magic and my feelings. How is everything tasting? I swear, I could have coffee and croissants for every breakfast. Thank you for boiling the water for the coffee. I had no idea your magic could be so pragmatic. You can hardly blame me for thinking it was within your power to make me fall in love with you. But here, I wanted to make it up to you. I'm quite embarrassed by my outburst. I have a deck of tarot cards with me. Can I pull one for you? No, they're quite in fashion with the other noblewoman. Some fortune teller rolled into town a few weeks ago, and we nearly bought her out. She said that drawing cards is intimate and best done with someone you appreciate romantically. Let me shuffle the deck, and you can tell me a little bit about yourself. What ambitions you have beyond your revenge. And then you can cut it. Wow, you've given this a lot of thought. Won't you come visit me after you've finished? Oh, of course. I would like to host you properly. No, it's fine. I'm the lady of my house now. Since when have I been the lady of the house? Since you found me yesterday. I'm not ready to talk about it, if that's okay. But it does mean I can keep whatever company I wish. Even lovely adventurers who appear in fields out of nowhere. Now, cut the deck, won't you? And draw. Now let's see what the tarot says about your future. Oh, look at you. Drawing from the major arcana. I hear all adventurers do that. Oh, and this is the death card. No, it's not a bad omen. It's a common misconception that death is evil. It's actually quite natural. Just hard to accept sometimes. Death is indiscriminate and one of the first steps of true rebirth. Like the way so many new trees start to grow after a forest fire. I wonder what it could mean for you. I think it means that there's a new beginning for you. But something might have to die first, and that's okay. May I lean against you for a bit? I want to hold your hand, too. Thank you. You smell like coffee now. It's nice. I'm so glad you're here. I'm really happy that I don't have to make the journey home alone. You are like an angel to me. Can I be selfish with you for a moment and ask you to promise me something? Do you promise to stay with me until I'm back home? I know your quest for revenge is important to you, and I'm not trying to get in the way of that. I feel like I need you with me for as long as I can have you. And will you hold me tonight while we ride home in the dark? Really? You promise? Oh, thank you. Let's stay like this for a little bit longer. We're almost home, but I'm in no rush. Can you tell me something about you? Not a magic thing, a personal thing. Have you ever been in love before?